Why are you laughing?
You're gonna offend Lisa. Stop.
I can't offend Lisa. Lisa has no feelings, like, so you know.
I really don't.
You know, to be soulless. Yeah, you know. So let's welcome our listeners to Black History Month. You know, this day in Black History, we probably were talking about recording a podcast last year. Yes, we're all part
of Black History. Brought to you by Ain't Your Mama.
No, the Pearl Milling Company.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're going
to throw Uncle Ben's.
You know, it's Uncle Ben. I'm like, Uncle Tom. Wait, no, never mind. Sorry. So, yeah, it's Black
History. The color purple. Mom.
You know, oh yeah, that's where I got my nickname from, Mr. 226. Yeah, that's where I got Mr. from.
Did you give yourself that nickname?
No, I got given that fucking nickname. It's disrespectful. From who? I'm not gonna say her name, but you know of whom I speak of. You know, a former family member. Yeah. But like, oh yeah, we're gonna go out, you know. Oh, I gotta ask Mr. first. Oh, for real?
Oh.
Should have done like Mr. did. Had me a Sugar Avery. I love that movie. You know they're talking about remaking that fucking movie? That's disgusting. They should never remake that movie.
Color Purple? Okay.
Yes.
They already did.
They're gonna make it with white people.
They already made it. It came out like a year or two ago.
For real?
Yeah. Oh, I missed it. God. Yeah, it had yeah. They had
one. Michael B. Jordan?
I didn't watch it, but.
Oh, that's Sinners. Oh, wait, no. Never mind.
No, they had a Color Purple like last year, I believe, or the year before. Brand new.
Yeah. No, I just, you know, that's something we grew up to. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know. Which was nice because that was kind of like, as a young kid, that was kind of Black History kind of on the big screen. I don't think I'd watched anything at that age. Well, I take that back.
Shaka Zulu?
I had seen Roots, you know, like parts of Roots. Did you say Shaka Zulu?
Yeah, that used to come on primetime, that, Roots.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, yeah, no, we need more. We need more Black History. So, again, you know, some of us can celebrate the whole month. Some of us can only celebrate half the month. So I made that joke to a friend of mine about celebrating half of Black History Month because he's mixed. You know what he told me?
Referring to?
Yeah. Huh?
Who's the us that you're referring to?
Did you not see my post? I am intermittent blacking. So I'm black for 12 hours a day, and then I am not black for the other 12 hours. I can get the whole month.
This friend of mine told me that, he'll celebrate Black History Month from the 1st through the 14th and the 15th through the 28th of this wonderful month. He's going to go back to celebrating White History. Because I was like, wait a minute. I said, what are you going to do with the rest of the month? He was like, what I do the other 11 and a half months out of the fucking year, celebrate my White History. I was like, you're dead ass wrong for that. But he was serious. Wow. I was like, it's fucking funny. Yo. It's like, this is the comedy that I deal
with. Wait, which parent is what?
Funny enough, it's his mom is black and his dad's white.
Mm.
Yeah. Which does is funny because, you know,
Lighter?
He's like Logic.
Okay.
He's white passing, yes.
He's not a real mixed kid.
Yeah. He's not a real mixed kid until he grows his fucking hair out, and it's just like, wait, what the hell is that?
And they run his credit. Yeah.
He rocks the baldy, so, you know, yeah. Fuck, you said fucks up his credit? Really?
No, I said, and when they run his credit.
Oh, they run his credit. People are like, oh, yeah, so you're here for the Maybach? Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. What do you mean? 400 credits.
Is he truly white passing?
Yeah, he's white passing.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, he's always said he identifies more with his black family than does his white family because his black family made better food growing up.
They're cooler. Sorry.
Well,
I feel like...
My son said the same thing, so, you know, there is that.
I identified more with my white side of the family because those were the ones that we were around more up until, like, a certain point in time. Not that I thought I was white or anything, but... Yeah, it wasn't until
they put you in the back of the car and told you you don't belong in the front.
No, it wasn't until pretty much when our current president was elected that I became very aware of, more so than normal, that I.
Yeah.
The first time he became president.
And yeah. Chris over here is still laughing about his damn joke about the back, you know what I'm saying, about the just wrong, the back of the bus. You know, there was a, you know, there was a meme last year. It was probably one of us that sent it to each other and shit, where they had, it was Black History Month. I don't know what city it was, but you know how they have the advertisements on the back of the bus? They had Rosa Parks on the back of the bus. They was like, look, even in death, she's still on the back of the bus. I'm like, oh my God. Yo, just no respect at all. You know, but yeah, Black History Month. I like Black History Month. I don't fucking care that people have a fucking problem with it. It's funny because I think people have more of a problem now with Black History Month because of Juneteenth. So it's like, y'all could suck my dick for 28 days and for a day in June.
I had a Rosa Parks show. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Wait, let's go.
Do you know why Rosa Parks died?
No.
No.
She... Because she refused to get in the back of the ambulance.
No. Just no. No.
I'm sorry.
No. Just no.
That was a good one.
Really? No. No, you're not getting one. You don't get one for that. Really? That's fucking cool. Wow. I mean, is that where I'm drawing the line at this episode and shit? You know, I don't know, Chris. You know. You're welcome. You happy now?
Yes.
It's been like Chris is like the highlight of his fucking week. He's like, I'm going to tell this joke.
Yeah, I got a bunch of her jokes, but I'll save some.
Yeah, please save some. You know, pace yourself. There's, you know, there's another, what, like, you know, 16 days left of the fucking month. You pace yourself. It's all good.
Continue.
You know, continue. Yeah. So I think it's funny, and Lisa, I know you didn't watch the entirety of the Super Bowl, because that's what I call it, the Super Bowl. You know, congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks for just, you know, completely Epsteining the fucking Patriots. You know what I mean? Like, whoa. For real. Yeah, wow. Damn, too that soon? Was... Did too soon. Very, very soon.
What reference is that?
What, Epsteining?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it just, you know, just molested the shit out of him, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
I was
trying
to figure out what it was, too.
It's all the above. It's like, just, you know,
what, they made rape, a file about them that rape, is just, redacted? What?
Just flew them to an island?
Yeah. Just, I mean, yeah, they took them to the island, raped them, you know, took advantage of them, killed them. You know, melted them in acid. Yeah, that's what happened to the Patriots.
Fourth quarter, it got a little interesting.
Yeah, they had to, because the Seattle Seahawks felt bad. They were like, bro, we can't let these motherfuckers go in the history books blanked.
That would have been awesome if they did, though.
Yeah, because it would have been payback for the freaking Bears losing to the Patriots. You know, the Bears didn't lose to the Patriots, did they? No.
No.
The Bears beat the Patriots.
They lost to...
No, I'm thinking like Super Bowl-wise, though. Who did they win back in 86? Who won? Was that the Bears?
Bears.
Oh, that was the Bears that won. Yeah. Okay. I don't like either team. I'm sorry. My bad. Me and Chris's team suck, Lisa. So you can't be mad at us. Okay. Our team sucks.
Listen, my team was not always the greatest.
Yeah. So. But me and Chris's team collectively still got less wins than even a mediocre team. This past NFL season, the Giants and the Raiders were trash this year, yo. Like, real talk, you know. But the halftime show, you know, the real halftime show, people. And I'm gonna get on the tea pussy.
VIP,
you know, I'm gonna get on the tea pussy halftime. You know, halftime show in a moment, because I watched that shit. By the way, I did my homework. Thing? Oh yeah, I watched. I put it on at work and shit. And I'm just like. That was, well, fuck it, we'll start with them. That was the most depressing, funeralistic, goddamn halftime show ever. And a friend of mine actually put it into perspective for me. He was like, do you know the last, he said, imagine that was the halftime show, the real halftime show, was that shit. That he was bad. Like, back in the 90s, he was like, do you remember the Super Bowl? He forgot who was playing, because I forgot who was playing. But when the group came on for halftime, everybody, at least people of color, switched to Fox and watched In Living Color. And Living Color had a halftime show. I'm going to look it up. I forgot to do it today, but it was just funny because they lost millions in viewership over that shit. But this shit, yo, I want to know who the fuck tuned in. Like, so any of our listeners, if y'all tuned in, I really want to know y'all, like, your thoughts on this horrible fucking concert. It was horrible. I mean, this thing, it was almost like watching a concert at fucking Lake Compounds. Just sad, you know, like, you know, a motherfucker who was like hot in 1974 had two singles and they're having a concert at fucking Lake Compounds. That's what that shit sounded and looked like. It was depressing. But I'll give it up to Bad Bunny for the with a real halftime show, bro. 2 years in a row, brown people done pissed off America with a halftime show. I can't wait till 2027. I can't wait till next year's. I mean, who the fuck, who can we get to piss off America even more? We got bad. We had Kendrick, you know, in 2025. We had Bad Bunny for 2026.
Sexy Red.
Oh my God, we should do.
They would lose.
Oh God.
Yo, a ratchet Super Bowl, Lisa. You know, pussy lips and fucking thong, Joe.
Booty hole brown. My booty hole right. Brown.
Could you imagine the theatrics
just like the
to
football.
That shit? Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. But yo, like, motherfuckers.
Oh,
mad
it
about
was
that.
The 1992 Super Bowl.
Okay.
Color. Yeah.
And it was, yeah, which featured Winter. It was a figure skating production.
Ew.
Yeah. Wait a minute. The 1992 Super Bowl halftime show left to watch was a special live episode. Blah, 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 blah. And da, da, da. Oh, it was done by Fox to challenge the CBS halftime show, which featured a Winter Magic figure skating production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well, true. As long as Jay-Z's still picking the people, then how did he get that job anyways?
They said he was a DEI hire. Kid Rock said Jay-Z was a DEI hire with the NFL. That's the reason he got the job.
I dropped my bottle.
Like, who says that about Jay-Z?
Well, people that hate Jay-Z, like me. Oops, right. Sorry.
I don't like Jay-Z either, but
I'm not a fan.
He was hating anyway. He had to do the toilet paper one. So.
Wait, what?
TP USA. People been calling it the toilet paper USA.
Oh, okay.
I call it T-Pussy because a bunch of them are a bunch of pussies. All of them all look alike. You know, the people who said they were going to watch that damn halftime show, they all look alike on Facebook. They all have, like, the fucking, like, you know, the NASCAR kind of racing shades and shit. The same fucking haircut. Or if it's the white lady, she looked like a fucking Karen.
And Trump didn't even watch it. Did you see that?
No, he didn't. He didn't watch it. He watched Bad Bunny. He watched Bad Bunny so he would have something to tweet about, yo. But nobody cares. Just like nobody cares about his wife's fucking movie either, you know. But, yeah, the Turning Point USA halftime show seriously pissed me the fuck off because I think it's ridiculous that, oh, somebody actually did, what was it, they just talked about, what was it, Rihanna, the Rolling Stones, there's, you know, The Who, there's been a whole bunch of, like, acts that
Shakira
are not,
did it?
Yeah, that are not American. They're not, I mean, and not American, yet an American does it, and it's a motherfucking problem. But it's a problem because, you know, he talks shit about, you know, the, you know, I care enforcement. That's what ICE stands for. I care.
Well, I even heard a Puerto Rican person say this was the worst halftime show. He could have done a better performance. And I'm like, yeah, but his performance was a message.
Just like Kendrick's. Yeah. The whole production was a message.
Right.
And it wasn't even all in Spanish like they said it was going to be. Because Lady Gaga.
She's
in English. Her part.
I like that though. I thought that was awesome though. Some people didn't like it. I was like, that's a cool ass remix.
I wasn't super excited about it. She just looked awkward on stage to me. I wish they hadn't done the dancing part. Cause then I was like, you look funny up there. But I mean, I enjoyed the halftime show. I thought it was good.
I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the halftime show. I hated some of the commercials. There was only a handful of like good commercials. Like a handful. Did the commercials were trash.
Did anybody catch the Rick James and the Svedka commercial?
No, I didn't. I had to actually go back on YouTube and rewatch it. And I was like, oh, because it happened so quick. I was like,
right. Because like, when I first saw that commercial, I was like, this commercial's stupid. We got dancing robots drinking vodka.
Exactly.
You know. And then the end, I was like, wait, that's Rick James on the couch. Fuck your couch.
Yeah, there's just, you know, were there any Doritos commercials this year? Because I don't remember seeing a Doritos commercial. Usually Doritos has some dumbass commercial. They ain't had a good commercial in fucking years. But I don't remember seeing one, you know, but that's all right.
Me either.
I was more interested in the game. 50 Cent. Oh, you know they wasn't going to do his. They couldn't. Yo, yeah, 50 Cent over here pissing everybody off, too. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that one. It was funny.
That was funny.
Wait, what commercial?
Oh, 50 Cent and DoorDash. He was like, you know, he's like, you know, when you got beef, it was about like beef and shit. It's like, but you can have it delivered by DoorDash.
No, he's not a troll. I don't know why they call me a troll. And he starts pulling out a DoorDash bag, and he pulls out some combs. He was like, oh, they put combs in here. And it's like a bunch of stuff about Diddy, like cheese puffs.
Yeah. It was, yeah. About
45, something about 4 years. He's got 4 years in jail.
Petty.
48 months.
Absolutely petty. But you gotta applaud that man still. I give it up to 50. You know, troll or not, the man is excellent at what he fucking does. You know, so I give it up to my man. You know, good special. Got to see what 2026 has to offer. You know, in regards to just wild shit. You know, hopefully some more Epstein. Some more Epstein file stuff. So you know, hot off the fucking presses with that. You know, let's talk about the fucking. You know, yesterday's absolute just. Complete fuckery on the Bondi? Stand. Yes. Like, how do you perjure yourself on camera? It's one thing to do it like in a closed courtroom.
Wait, who?
His Pam Bondi.
Oh, okay.
She perjured the shit out of herself. You know what I'm saying? And my man's, yo, dude called her out on it. Don't you ever accuse me of committing a crime? I'm like, bitch, you literally just committed perjury on the stand. On camera, this administration is fucking hilarious. And I try to keep my mouth shut normally, except for here. I like to talk shit here. I don't really do it on Facebook much because I got friends that are Trump supporters and shit. And they take that shit to heart if you disagree with them. Like, you know, some people think 20 degrees outside. Oh, you know, it's not that cold. It's cold to me. Okay. My black ass is cold at 20 degrees. I ain't going to argue with you about your political affiliation. What I will argue with you on is the fact that y'all are honestly trying to protect pedophiles. And that's disgusting. And it's becoming more and more apparent every single day. So I'm waiting for the next distraction to take place. You know, there's got to be another. There's got to be something that's going to kind of like move our view off of the files that are heavily redacted still.
The shutdown, maybe?
Maybe. You know. As long as they don't, you know, I mean, just don't shut down certain shit. Just shut down the White House. Like, shut his press corps down. Like, shut them motherfuckers all up. Like, I don't like them.
Speaking of shutting down the White House, you saw that they they can't rebuild the East Wing now, right? Like, the...
Because of the funding and shit. And yeah. they're trying to fight it because they're saying the funding is coming from private sources versus tax dollars. I don't give a fuck. I mean...
They don't know where the money went or where it is. That $400 million.
We know where the money went. They don't know where the money went. It went into that motherfucker's pocket.
Right, and they're saying there's no proof that he even got it. So it's like,
here we.
They don't even have a way to pay for it. So now it's just they're just gonna cover it with dirt.
Whose pocket?
Trump's
pocket.
Yeah.
I hate him. HATE hate him.
I should get the Nas song. You can hate me now, but it's got Diddy on it, so I don't want to do that.
I keep listening to this. Trump, I hate you. I hate you, Trump. Trump.
You know what you should do, Lisa? You should open an account on the Truth Social. And just troll him. Because you can't troll him on Twitter no more. Because he don't really care about Twitter. He cares about the Truth Social.
What's Truth Social?
That's his social network. His Twitter. Like, he has his own social network. What sitting president has ever opened a social media platform?
This stupid guy. Oh, I can't stand him.
I mean, the Republicans would have had a fucking field day if Biden or Obama would have. Or could you imagine, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, Obama Twitter?
Truth Social. Your voice, yeah. Your freedom. Well, my voice is saying, I hate you, Donald Trump. Ooh. Yeah.
It's a bunch of bootlickers on there.
Can I put on site Donald Trump? Every single day. On site Donald Trump.
Yeah. They'd be like, what does she mean? On site.
On site.
Yeah. Keyboard warriors and shit. Oh, you gotta love these people. We still got years of this bullshit. But yeah, I'm waiting for the next distraction. So you think the shutdown, Lisa, that's gonna be the next distraction? You know, seeing how Greenland kind of fell off the map.
What other third world country can we kidnap their president?
That's true. Greenland. Well, they're not third world, but you know. Oh wait, I got it. Lisa. We could, you know, just hear me out. I mean, I know we just had the Super Bowl with Bad Bunny. Trump can kidnap the president of Puerto Rico.
Yes, I hope he does. I hope somebody kidnaps the president of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's that. You know, not that we condone the kidnapping of heads of states on this podcast, but we'll make an exception.
I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be at the end of the day, you know. But
he did it, so why isn't it?
I mean, the country will be so much better once their president is kidnapped.
Yeah. So, out of curiosity, you know, without looking on the internet, just using your head right now, how's Venezuela been?
Venezuela who?
That's a joke.
Our 51st state, Lisa.
I don't know. I have not paid attention to them.
Nobody has. It hasn't been in the news or anything. And that's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? We kidnapped a fucking president. What happened to the president? I mean, did he go to court yet? Did he get sentenced? Like, what's happening? Is he in Guantanamo? What the fuck?
Is he sitting in Rikers Island?
Oh, the motherfucker's probably sitting in the White House and shit, smoking stogies with Trump, talking about, bruh, we really got them. Because ain't nobody getting kidnapped from their fucking house and thrown on a Nike tracksuit, yo. Let's be 100.
Maybe they had that on beforehand.
Right. Maybe, like, it's waiting and shit. Chris, if that's his fucking pajamas, bro, I'm wearing the wrong shit to bed.
So who knows? Maybe they just told him to throw something on.
Yeah, right? You know, really? SEAL Team 6 busting?
What was the wife wearing?
I don't know. We just don't fucking care, yo. Like, just like Chris Rock said on the MTV Awards all those years ago, talking about hip hop, it applies to the news cycle now. Here today, gone today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're the next big story away from forgetting about what happened a month or two ago. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't said shit about Greenland. Greenland fell off the fucking map. We ain't talking about taking Greenland no more. I was all amped and shit. You know, I was ready for these Gen Alphas and these fucking millennials to freaking, you know, strap up and go to war, you know, so they could tell their grandkids, yeah, you know how bad it was in Greenland? Woo, man, sitting on that iceberg. Oh, that goddamn glacier. You know what I mean? Like, how hard could it be? But that's all right.
You know what one of the next new big stories is?
What's that?
That rocket launch tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We should be able to see it for a little bit.
Well, I'll be looking for it.
At what time?
Like 5 in the morning.
5:15 is liftoff. So yeah, we'll probably be able to see it up here maybe 5:20, 5:25, like 5-10 minutes.
Oh, later. Okay. Yeah. Where's it taking off at?
Florida. Florida? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, if you don't lean the fuck forward, your whole chin on the damn microphone and shit, fat ass chin. Chris,
I said I'll be up. So
yeah, you'll be up. Yeah, only time he gets to masturbate now is that early in the morning.
No, I go to the gym at 5:30.
Oh, you go to the gym and masturbate. That's what you're saying? You let me tell your wife and shit. I'm going to work out, honey. The other muscle. Chris over here. Yeah, my dick can bench 350. You know, if you work a muscle out, Chris, it grows, right?
I heard. So, Lisa, what do you guys think about us going back to the moon?
Lisa just got a visual, yo.
And she's laughing way too hard.
Chris Dick looked like Batista and shit, you know?
No, it'll probably look like that guy that's on the Patriots team that's head looks like a tip of penis.
Oh my goodness, yo.
What's his name? Yes, and every time they showed him, he'd have like that stupid like beanie cap, which just accentuated it. And I'm like,
reservoir.
Stop. It's some white guy. What is his name?
Penile. We can make Patriot jokes, you know. Motherfuckers lost.
Yeah.
The next Brady. Why you looked it up, Lisa? The next Brady, my ass. The next Brady. Fuck out of here, bruh. It's like, you know, yeah, his ass gonna be sore.
Robert Spillane. He's one of the linebackers.
Yes. I know you're talking about.
Oh, God. Let me look.
Leave his dickhead ass alone. Dickhead. Terrible. That's terrible.
There's only one Patriot that I like.
Is he Hispanic?
He's no longer with us.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know what?
His name is Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, Bristol's finest.
The man could wear a white t-shirt.
Whew. The man could wear a fucking, could wear a damn neck. Necktie too, right?
Wow. Don't do Aaron like that.
Thank you very much. I'll be signing autographs out front.
Right? Like in the funny bone and shit, you know? We got glasses hooking you up. We should do that the next beer festival. We should sign glasses and shit. But like, here you go. Yes. Who do I make this out to? Our biggest listener. Our only listener. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get some merch this year. All jokes aside.
Oh, yeah. No, most stuff. Yeah, we're going to work on that. It's wintertime. Ain't shit else to do. So we'll get that together. You know what I mean? So we're also going to be highly offensive at the beer festivals. So for those new listeners, you know, as if we get new listeners, you know, we do spend, you know, quite a bit of time, you know, at beer festivals, you know, and we try to do some marketing while we're there. And by marketing, we mean by drink beer and tell everybody we got a fucking podcast. That's our marketing. That's our marketing.
And then struggle to pull it up online.
Hey, the last one we went to, we had to had it all ready to go, Lisa. We struggled that first time. We're good now. You know, we're good.
Wait, it's not coming up. Why isn't it showing up? I'm searching for it. How come I can't find it?
No, fucking Chris and his freaking, like, you know, just completely, like, you know, just has to be about him. Oh yeah, here, follow us. Oh wait, that was mine. Okay, never mind. Yeah, we're good.
No, you gave me a bad QR code or something. It wasn't
my fault. Bad QR code that said went to your motherfucking Instagram. Fuck out of here. You know, you're good with that shit.
Send them to my OnlyFans.
Right. You know.
Oh.
What would your OnlyFans be about, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, no, I gotta start keep so I can get a lot of, you know, some viewers. So like $3.99 a month.
$3.99, you're gonna get a little freebies away and shit.
What would you do?
Just flex. I'll just put pictures of me at the gym, you know.
You might want to start out at $1.
I pay them $1.
Lisa. Did he just say what I thought he said? No, you're getting booed for that shit. Chris, you know what? Let's do a fucking social experiment. Start that shit. I want to see how many motherfucking subscribers you get. And you can't go out begging motherfuckers either and shit. Yo,
is it free to sign up?
It's always free to sign up. It's just, you know, but
okay, you guys want to have a contest?
We should all do it.
Who get the most followers?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Lisa. You're good.
Oh, yeah, we're going to lose. Yeah,
that's we're going to lose.
Yeah, we're going to lose. Yeah, I'm not taking that bet.
Lisa would get like 2K followers in like 60 minutes and shit. And then she would get negative 2K followers because she'd be like, oh, no, this is all you're getting. You're not getting anything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not. That's what we wouldn't have to get naked or anything or show body parts. Just be like, okay.
I mean,
check out my new page.
Hear me out, though. I mean, we could. Yeah. The no in between OnlyFans.
The no in between these cheeks.
I mean,
so it's a group page.
Yeah, like a podcast page, like a group, like a group Facebook page, you know, like a husband and wife page or shit.
And we each have days we're doing our live cam stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Two whole Tuesdays, you know.
That'll be you and Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
Lisa, two guys, one butt.
Oh.
Podcast going to hell.
You know what, though? There are people out there that would pay to probably watch it.
We had that discussion. Remember, we talked about that. The motherfuckers will buy, like, used socks. I mean, we had the discussion where Chris was like, I'm not selling my underwear. Chris, have you changed your mind about that?
Nope.
Times is rough. Inflation's a bitch. I need gas money for the Mustang. I'm
saying, if somebody wants to buy my underwear, I'll sell it.
Bro. So it's funny because I was talking to my daughter this morning, and this is so fucked up. I don't know why I shared it with her. Oh, I know why, because her mom actually watches that. Used to watch the TLC show, My Strange Addiction. I saw an ad this morning when I was getting ready. Some girl said that she was losing clients because she was addicted to smelling her father's underwear.
Whoa!
And then on camera, she's sniffing these boxes and shit. And she was like, I'm sorry, that wasn't for the camera. I really had to do that. So I told Jasmine, I was like, bro, I said, when I die, I was like, I will donate your underwear. I said, who the fuck is buying whose underwear? She's like, I'll give it to Goodwill. I was like, dirty or clean. She's like, she's just going to give it
away. She's going to grab a pile of them.
She's like, with the shit stains in them, you know. I was like,
does that even start? How do you realize you like smelling your father's underwear?
I have no idea. My dad's been dead since 1988. I can't go smell his drawers. No. Well, I could, probably. My stepmother probably still has some.
I don't even want to think about that. That's just
no. You want to smell your dad's drawers?
No.
What you?
No, course? Absolutely not.
No, no, no. No.
$1 million, would you do it?
Would you do it for $100 million?
Chris Capping. This nigga would do it for
$100 million. I think about it.
$100 million.
Yeah.
I would do it for $100 million.
Nah, just move to like Indonesia or something.
Wait, would you wear them on your head with the crotch on your nose?
No.
Yep.
For no amount of money, no.
For $100 million, you wouldn't do that?
No, I would not.
Looking like a superhero.
No. Would you do it?
For $100 million?
Yes.
I would do it probably. On cable TV. Fuck is you talking about? It'd be a live stream. I'd do that bitch on Twitch.
I would do it for $100 million.
No.
And a Klondike bar. Chris would do it for some hot wings. Fuck out of here. What you saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder how that would look.
How that would look? I
was going to...
Draws on your head?
Because I imagine they would definitely be like boxer briefs or something like that.
No, I got you covered. I got you covered, Lisa.
I got you covered.
Here you go. Here we go. I probably sent this before, but you know, yeah. This is what it would look like, you know, as a complete superhero.
Are you sending it?
Oh, yeah, I sent that. So this is what the complete superhero would look like, you know, the whole outfit.
Hold on a sec. Okay. It wouldn't be much different.
So, yeah. So OnlyFans, huh, Chris? OnlyFans? You're gonna open an OnlyFans? Yeah, you are. What would your OnlyFans name be? Butter's butt.
Soft serve.
Right? Terrible, Chris. You're awful. You're going to hell for that. You know, that's not a very Christian thing to
do. M&M, because I melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
But if your hand's cold, I might shrink in your hand, though. So, you know, it's all right. Every episode, Lisa, every episode, I move further and further away from being able to be entered into Chris's home ever again. Every episode, his wife is going to like, every episode, it's like, there's a reason why I don't fuck with this man. There's a reason why I don't like him. You know what I mean? Like, it's terrible. Yeah. All right. So, hypothetical. Just a hypothetical. Let's say we're on, let's say you're perusing OnlyFans and you run across a friend of yours. Uh-huh. Would you subscribe?
No, not to my, wait, which friend?
JTB.
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I had to think of the most repulsive person you think of. She's like, yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. No.
That might be blocked. Blocked.
No.
So, Chris, I mean, seriously, like, if you saw one of your the parishioners from your church, one of the sisters, and she had an OnlyFans, like, would you tell on her?
No.
That's not you just business. Mind your business?
Yeah.
But would you donate to her page?
Well, I'm cheap, so I'm not signed up for nobody's page.
Chris would sign up. He would create a whole different page, sign up to, like, you know, yeah, oh yeah, sister, here, I'll tithe to your page. I know Chris wouldn't do that shit. He is cheap. Yeah, he's cheap. You know, Chris would type
whose page?
Go to a strip joint, give a stripper $10 and ask for change back, but you know.
Who would I sign up for?
Fred.
Really?
No.
I know
Lisa wouldn't. Oh, I know. I already know.
Who?
Who?
Denzel Washington.
Absolutely not.
No, she hates him.
No.
She doesn't like him.
No, I'm not a fan. Yeah. It can't be somebody famous, because that's different. But like somebody I know, who would I sign up for?
Your boss. Could you imagine? No. Like, whoa.
No. If I had an OnlyFans, my face would not be shown at all.
Be pixelated?
Yeah, or I just wouldn't even be, like, you just wouldn't be able to see my face.
Somebody be like, I recognize that cleavage.
Would you tell, like, if you ran into somebody from your job, they had a page, would you say something to them, like, your boss?
It depends on how cool I was with them. If I was really cool, I'd be like, excuse me.
Demont, would you?
Ma'am, sir.
I don't know if I say something to my boss, but I know one thing, though. I happened to see somebody that I knew on Plenty of Fish. I thought that was funny.
That's a dating page. I recognize. That's not wrong with that.
No. Well, yeah, that's what she was saying. Dating page, my ass. It is. That's what she was saying.
People thought it was more whorish than, you know, Tinder, but
I thought it was a dating page at first, and then I realized it is not a dating page.
I still think it's a dating page.
It is a hookup page.
It is not a hookup page. That's not how they advertise it as a hookup page. It just turned into that somehow. Not that I know, but that's what I heard.
What the fuck, yo? This episode is over. I'm done. What the hell? I'm not even going to ask. Nope. I'm like the army. Don't tell, don't ask. Yep. Nope. Moving on to just, I need therapy now. I gotta understand the context. No. How much Henny?
Probably a lot.
Yeah. That had to be that. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. I mean, you know, I'm gonna have to add that to my spank bank now. Yep. So you know. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Going at the OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
So, what else?
Oh man, I just I was gonna digress to a more serious topic, but I can't even do that. You know.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jesus Christ, that's absolutely horrible.
Let me see if I have a joke for you guys.
Yes, please do, because I have a joke. You know.
No time. You haven't told a joke in like 3 years.
Yeah, it's terrible. Time. Yeah. So, you know, Ranjit, the Indian wife beater.
I was going to tell that one.
No!
You can tell it, but I had that on my list.
Okay, I haven't heard it. So, one of you guys tell it.
Chris, I kid you not. We did not plan this.
Really? All the jokes in the world, and y'all both.
I saw it pop in my feed last night. I added it to my list.
I'll let you tell the joke.
So, Chris, so Ranjit, the Indian wife beater, you know, beats his wife every single night at 7 p.m. on the dot.
Really?
Let me check that one off, because.
Lisa, I swear, I was like, yeah, I'm telling that one tomorrow. I don't fucking care. I don't care.
No. Speaking of beatings,
we get drum roll because me and Lisa will tell the same damn joke. That's what's up. Chris was like, speaking of beating your wife.
How do I say it? The special needs boy that was beating up on his mom, and she had the frying pan in her hand, and she went and hit him back.
Like, he was kind of
Was it the black kid?
Yeah, the black kid. Like, he was kicking his mom and like throwing punches, and she's like, stop, son. She's like calling her other son.
I've seen a bunch of ones where like it's kids on the spectrum fighting their parents.
Yeah, I wish a motherfucker would.
She had a pan in her hand, but she wouldn't swing it. And then people just started doing like.
My expensive ass hex clad would be like imprinted on somebody's forehead. Motherfuckers be in the ED and shit. Who hit you? Hex clad.
Mm-hmm. I have a joke.
All right, go ahead.
It's not that funny, but I'll tell it anyways. Why weren't the ribs happy?
Why?
Why?
They kept getting rubbed the wrong way.
Boo, boo, boo. Terrible.
No, that was funny. I like that one. I like that one.
It wasn't one of her worst ones.
No, it was not. No.
Wow.
Lisa?
Oh, I got one for Black History Month. Did you hear about the black woman who decided to wear her hair natural?
No, I haven't.
She's going to keep it that way for the foreseeable future. You get it? Foreseen hair type?
Oh my gosh, no. The fact that you had to explain it.
Oh, I'm sure the ladies out there got it.
Yeah, our two lady listeners might have that.
It's loaded, Lisa. I'll let you know right now. Just no.
Whatever. Chris, I thought it was funny.
What do you call a black man hanging from a tree in a 3-piece suit? It's Black History Month, Lisa.
I don't know, what?
Branch manager. That's just no. Yeah, Black History Month. Black History Month should be full of like racist black jokes, because I think racist black jokes are funny. Because some of them are funny. I don't care, you know, just some, not all. Like Chris's black jokes aren't funny
because mine they are hilarious.
What?
My joke was hilarious. My Rosa Parks joke.
Was it?
You want another one?
Sure. Why not?
All right, let's see where we got.
I have a joke.
Go ahead.
I'm probably going to say it wrong, but what's the difference between a brothel and a circus?
Well, I don't know.
A circus has a cunning array of stunts.
Nice.
You get it?
Yes, I get it.
Oh my God, Lisa.
I'm not going for my joke. We have to recover from that. We can't let that one go.
Nope. Put out our misery.
Oh, that was a good one, guys.
Come on, Chris. Yeah. Either you or me, because I got one loaded.
Okay. Mine's a quick one. Who always wins at musical chairs?
Who?
Rosa Parks.
What?
Fast, never mind. Never mind.
That one loaded for you, too.
Or maybe because her last name is Parks, because she can park her ass. I don't know.
Chris, just absolutely not.
She never gives up her seat. That's there why. We go. She never gives up her seat.
though not a black joke, I have to say, what do white people and computers have in common? What? They have no problems. They have no trouble shooting.
Wait. Tell the Vietnam joke now.
It's been a minute since I told some goddamn jokes. Like shit. Tell it. Such a serious month. I'm not telling that joke. I've already told that joke. I already told the branch manager.
Tell the Star Trek joke.
No, I gotta wait till Spanish month for that one.
When is that?
Every month. September? They steal everything. Oops.
Is it September?
I think they literally only get half a month too.
Yeah, they do. It's like the Asians. They only get half a month. Never mind. Damn, Lisa, I know exactly where you went with that one. You were like, I wonder why.
I wasn't going anywhere with that.
No, you weren't.
What were you talking about?
Because everybody talked about the eyes.
Oh God!
It's fucked up.
I was not going there.
I'm the only derelict here. It's okay. It's all right. So, let's see. We have Valentine's Day coming up this weekend. You know, So ladies, you know, I know you really appreciate Valentine's Day and your man coming to pick you up and take you out for a nice dinner and buy you chocolate and flowers. But let me tell you, if your man doesn't show up on Saturday, but he shows up on Sunday with candy, happy side chicks day. Yes. February 15th is better known as side chick day, where chocolate is now 65% off, you know, it's wonderful. It's
I'll
crazy.
Take some half price chocolate.
Yeah, but you also, you know, you're not celebrating side chick day, you know, or side dude day, or side dude day, you know, because you know, could be a side dude.
You know. True, true that.
I did hear a song where some dude was like, you know, you got a man, good. I'm trying to be a side nigga. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I've never heard anybody actually say that before, but yeah. So yes, February 15th should be a Hallmark holiday. Hallmark should have cards for that. You know, sorry I couldn't come over last night. I was held up. You know.
Happy post-Valentine's Day. what are you guys doing for your better halves?
I ain't doing shit because it's not BJ day. That's why. It's not steak and BJ day.
Wow.
She don't listen to this podcast. No, I don't know. I don't know. I probably cook something. You know what I mean? Probably cook some.
I ain't doing nothing.
Yep.
You are?
Going to a basketball game.
He say that now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What game are you going to?
Windsor. Windsor High and...
He's going to a local game, yo. Free shit. Yeah,
he thought I was going to like a Knicks game or something.
No, Lisa. Windsor, you got to pay to go to those games.
Yeah, oh, like, okay. I was about to say, Chris over here trying to... Right. He over here on the cheap date talking about, yeah, I'm going to take you to the high school basketball game. You can get anything you want from the concession line, too. Just keep it under $5.
Well, I will be cooking myself my Valentine's Day meal that I always cook for myself.
Is that the macaroni and hot dogs?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good Lord, yo.
And this year, I got to find something different to do. I thought I was thinking of using bologna instead of hot dogs this year.
You need to go take a bologna for a ride. I got a friend that got a friend. I got a friend of a friend. He's fat, though. And he probably stinks.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to hook you up for Valentine's Day. Get you some.
No, bologna. I'm all set.
You don't want anybody?
I'm all set.
You know what my man?
I am all set.
No, he probably got a purple people eater.
Stop. I'm all set.
He doesn't work out like Chris does at the mall. I mean, at the gym. We're back on that, Chris. Wait, Clifton has dick. You shoot steroids and shit too, bro?
No, I don't.
Banging in the thigh?
No.
Oh, no, I missed the thigh and I hit the meat. Oh, no. Come on, looking like that black dude that was sitting on the side of the bed. He died, but you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. That motherfucker, though. Chris is like, I have no idea. Who...
No.
You've jerked off to him like 4 or 5 times, Chris.
Are you sending it to my, or?
You send it, please, because I
okay. Yeah,
it'll fuck up my algorithm, which is already fucked up now because of Chris. I'm still disgusted by that. Disturbed. Perturbed. I'm going
to
spank
you. Yeah, it's going to be hard to find an uncensored one.
Hard.
I'll just send this. You get the idea. Boop, 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 boop.
Chris is like, oh, I got that. I had that poster in my room before, you know, I had a
I'm on the ceiling. Person
here. Oh, yeah. I tried to see if I could reach it. Splat. That's what the mask was for. Hannibal Lecter looking ass nigga. Oh, man. You okay, Chris? You good?
I'm fine. Yes. Did you send it?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Oh, yes. I know him. Chris was like, yeah, I work out to him. I want to look like him when I grow up.
No, don't know who that is.
No? Oh, okay. By name, but you know by face, probably.
Nope. No.
So, Lisa, for the remainder of the month, what do you have planned for Black History Month? Anything special for Black History Month you're going to do for Black people besides try to duck us?
What does that mean?
I try to avoid us because we're violent people. We're violent. No, we're not. Not all of us. Some of us are.
Yeah. I don't really have any plans.
No? So yeah. This is the problem. No. We don't really plan for February. We don't plan. We should, like... plan to go to like art exhibits and I'm full of shit. Y'all know that.
That's actually a good idea though. We should go to the Wadsworth.
Let's do it.
And go see some African booty scratchers.
Somebody that this morning.
Terrible. So
see,
yeah. Hold on. Let's see. I'm putting this in the chat for you guys. Okay. How would you pronounce this country in Africa?
Djibouti.
Yeah, it's... Wait a minute. Boop, boop, boop. Isn't it like Niger or something like that?
Yeah, Niger, Niger. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, if we were going to, like, you know, make it a little more hip, like we changed the country's name, made it a little more hip, could we just, you know, rename it, you know, like this? I'm just saying, you know.
Without
the hard R, you know, Niger.
But no, that's what they call people from, God. Why am I drawing a blank on the country that Nigeria?
They call them Nigers?
Yeah, like that's when you see that, that's like a term that they use, I believe. But like N-A-I something or other.
I thought you were about to sing the Dave Chappelle song from his skit from the Chappelle Show with the white family that had the last name was Nigger. Did you ever see that skit, Lisa?
Yeah, with the milk, is that?
Yes. And the freak, I walk around the house singing the stupid ass fucking jingle, you know, N-I-G-G-E-R, it's the Nigger family. I swear to God, Joe, it's like, I miss Dave Chappelle show. That shit was funny. Yeah, it's terrible. Using that word during a damn Black History Month, fucking despicable. Despicable of me. I won't use it for the latter half. You know, it's all
good. Really?
No, not really. Not really. I use it every fucking day. I call everybody that. White people, Black people, Puerto Ricans. Not Asians, though. You know,
for some reason. I don't say that word.
Yeah. You know. Damn. I got a cup now.
Have you ever?
And to spank too now, too.
Have I ever said it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I called a guy at the gas station on next to the Flamingo Inn.
That's crazy that you know the day and the time.
Right?
Because I said it several times to him.
Wait, with a hard R? Or like?
Yeah, with a hard R.
Whoa! We don't even do that. You're racist.
Lisa probably came out the car like a Karen and shit. Listen here, nigger!
I know he looked at you like, wait a minute.
Like, wait, what the fuck? He was like, cool! You know? No?
Several times, yeah. He pissed me off.
Hold on.
I think he started it. I think he started out calling me. He called me a name first. And I was like, yeah, well, you're just black stupid. Yeah. He probably said fat bitch or something. But
Lisa, yeah. I mean, that's the equivalent. You doing that is like the equivalent of like when white people get mad and have no other, they have no other way to retort and shit. Right. Listen but here, you.
I can say nerd. It, can I? I'm half black.
You better get out your system over the next two fucking days. I'll tell you that much.
I think Michelle was with me.
If you said it regularly, like without the R, then yeah. But the fact that you used it out of anger and you put the R on it,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got it. We have to have. You need an intervention, Lisa. If your sister was with you, that means that you know 1 + 1, you know 1/2 + 1/2 equals a whole.
We're a whole. So, yeah, we're a whole black person, so we can say that.
Okay with it?
I'm
I think she was like, Lisa, stop it. Because I think it was going to come to, like, I was ready to fight, like, physically fight him.
Lisa's ready to go to blows over this shit.
Yep.
Whoop his ass, then take him to the Flamingo Inn to tuck him in. Allegedly.
Lisa over here committing hate crimes.
Right?
That was so long ago.
It's gonna be the name of this episode and shit. One of our own commits a hate crime. You know?
I feel a hate crime coming on. Oh my gosh, that was so long ago. That's when Michelle had the Hyundai accent. And Madison was like, that was like 20-something.
What kind of accent? 20-something
years ago.
What kind of accent does she have now?
American.
Sorry. The name of this episode is gonna be a 808, you know, hate 808s and hate, you know. Hate. You gotta sound like the sponsored damn by, you know, Goya. Sponsored by
Invent. What is that? Why do you look like an English barrister?
He had a toupee on, yo. Chris over here rocking the man unit.
You look like a solicitor.
Speaking of that, did you guys see that boxing match where the guy had his toupee knocked off in the middle of the fight?
Yes. His whole man unit got whopped, yo. Bro, whoever his barber is did him dirty. Did him
he got
dirty.
It cut earlier that day. Like, he went live.
No, that's bullshit. Get it cut. Now, he had that shit glued on. Right. You know what I mean? She used some fucking Gorilla Glue. That was fucking despicable, yo. Yeah, it's fucking embarrassing.
Wait, he's trying to say that was his actual hair?
I don't know. He was getting it done at the barbershop, so maybe he was lining up the toupee. But
Lisa, there's a bunch of videos on Instagram of dudes out here getting man units. So before we end this episode, Chris, you know, your hairline decides it wants to look at the back of your fucking neck. Are you ever going to get a man unit, or are you just going to shave your shit bald?
Shave it.
You sure?
Yep.
Because some dudes be hanging on for dear life, and I'm sorry, it don't be black people, and I don't mean no racism or no shit like that, but it be white dudes that be holding on until they have like 4 strands of hair looking like Gargamel. Right, and they will try to comb that motherfucker over 6 waves of Sunday. My mans, give it the fuck up.
Hey!
Right. Right, you know, hi, you know, I sent you a picture of my dick, please respond. You know, like, it'd be them dudes, yo. Just doing
ASL
the most.
ASL pick?
We should use that shit as the damn cover art, yo. Like, damn, yo. Man units, the worst shit ever. Women wearing wigs, I'm good. Lace front, getting extensions, I don't give a fuck. Dudes, nah, bruh. You start balding, shave that either rock it or shave it off. One or the other. His hair flapping, looking like, yo, it looked like beat up ass shoes. Like when the sole disconnects from the top of the shoe.
Separates.
Yeah. My man was, he got his ass whooped and his hairline fucked up. Yeah. Nigga, just retire at that point. Just call it a day. I'm deleting all my social media, the whole nine. I'm going incognito. I'm going radar, you know, off the radar, radio silence. What happened to DeMont? That nigga hairline flapping. So, yeah. I hope everybody has a great Valentine's Day, you know, to the lovers out there and stuff. Don't buy shit for Valentine's Day. There's 365 other days of the year to tell your significant other you love them. And if they pitch a bitch about this one day you won't buy them shit, then fuck them in the ass. I mean, literally, fuck them in the ass on Valentine's Day. Get that lube out, tear that bitch up. But on the real, like, restaurants jack prices up. Flowers are mad expensive. Chocolates, I mean, it's a Hallmark. Hallmark makes a killing off these fucking cards. You know what I mean? But whatever. You do you. Whatever's important to you. You know, I should be the last motherfucker talking about relationship advice and shit. I actually had a friend of mine tell me that shit. And I was like, I'm the one motherfucker who should not ever give relationship advice. I was like, bro, 2 failed marriages, yo? Like, my mans, you is a failure at its finest. I'm like, I represent that remark. It hurt. I got a little lump in my throat. I'm okay, though. I'm all right. It's okay. It's all right. So, yeah. Well, this has been a fun episode.
Yes, it has.
We made sure that, you know, in all seriousness, you know, all jokes aside, you know, Black History Month is every fucking month. I don't give a fuck about just one month. I celebrate my blackness all the fucking time. I love black excellence. I like black everything. I like black lives. I like blue lives, too. I don't like red lives.
I like black piano keys.
Listen here, you sound like fucking Bernie Mac, yo, and motherfucking and Don't Be a Menace and exactly. Shit.
That's just how black you are. You knew what
he
I was
like,
talking about.
I don't like black. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't like the back lips. Of. I hate the back of fours with a connect. It's like, dude, so awful, yo.
But yes,
hell, people. The damn scene from Boys in the Hood was no better and shit. Where my man's like, yo, you look one of them Crenshaw Mafia niggas, ain't you? It's like, yeah, but who would have known that, you know, getting accosted by the cops and going to your fine ass girl house and shit and swinging and crying would get you some draws? You know, if that's all they took back in the day, nigga, I'd have been a sensitive ass motherfucker, though. You know what I mean? Like, shit. Oh, man, they rung my milk up wrong. I'm going home swinging. Fucking milk, motherfucker. That's fucked up, yeah. Shout out to my guy Cuba Gooding Jr. He should have got a fucking Oscar for that. Yeah. You know, I'm still mad at him for even getting that close to like the finest black woman on the planet growing up, yo. You couldn't tell a black boy shit back in the day, man. Lisa, she was that was all of our wifey.
Who's that? Nia Long?
Nia Long. Everybody wanted a Nia Long. I wanted me a Regina King. I still want me a Regina King. Or Regina King can fart in my mouth. Jada. I don't care. I like Regina King. That's right. Yeah. And on that note,
yeah,
stay black. It's been fun. Even if you're not black, stay black. And if you're not black, hey, if you're white and you want to learn to be black, go come black. All with us. You know, we're always looking to convert one white person a year to being black. Your credit score is going to go down the toilet. You're probably going to get denied loans, you know, and ICE might fuck with you, but you have more swag than a motherfucker, though. It'll be worth it. Trust me.
True, true.
And your dick will get bigger. So anyway, on that note, Lisa and Chris, say goodbye to the ladies and gents.
Later.
Bye.
That was the weirdest later. Yes, that was Chris's OnlyFans later.
Women history?
Women history? That's in October.
Yes.
No.
No, it's next month.
Next March.
Yeah. We want to be prepared for a good time.
Yep. We won't do an episode in March. Bye.